to go home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture.
So you never could call it. Don't need my name on my show. You could tell it, I'm ballin'. Swish, what a shame, coulda got picked. Had a really good game, but you missed your last shot. So you talk about who you see at the top or what you coulda saw, but sad to say it's over for. Phantom pull up, valet, open doors. Wished I'd go away, got what you was looking for. Now it's me who they want, so you can go and take that little piece of shit with you.
Yeah, I'm out of bed, I'm trying to go home. All the change I spent on you.
Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer AIDS, so I guess we just pray like the ministers say. Alu Akbar and throwing some hot cars. The things we seen on the screen, it's not ours. But these niggas from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way.
They say people in your life for seasons. And anything that happened is for a reason. And niggas gun clapping and keep the squeezing. And Graham keep praying and keep believing in Jesus. And one day that should see him. To then walk in his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down. So now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too niggerish now. Is it cause his skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out. I'm sticking it now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way. With every worthless word, we get more far away. And nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way.
Subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Yeah. Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. This week we've got AJ Dunk with us.
How you doing?
And we also have Pandora with us. So, AJ, how was your week?
It's been decent, I'll say. This weather hasn't helped it, because it's all over the place. But besides that, I can't really complain. Like, I'm alive, so I'm good.
Yeah.
There's no sense in complaining.
Yeah, this weather has been crazy. We're supposed to have a nor'easter tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's May. Like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, I was at the Yankee game yesterday freezing.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, nah, that's not cool.
Who won?
The Astros.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was hoping that it wasn't the Yankees, because then I would not know who they were playing against.
I didn't. You see how long it took me to answer that, right?
I was just like, was it the Rangers? Did they win the Stanley Cup? So, Pandora, how was your week?
Okay. I sell comedy tickets on the Times Square. Okay. And now, like, so many Europeans, so it's a bad day for me.
Yeah. Were they all Russian?
They're French.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be super smug for a long time. Like, oh, we didn't fuck up our election.
They're kind of suspicious about everything. So I don't like them.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, the French can be a little bit smug.
Yeah.
So, Pandora, like, where are you from originally?
China. I'm Chinese.
Oh, cool. What part of China?
Beijing.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Like, what's the biggest difference between, like, Beijing and New York?
I think the only difference, Beijing is also very international, like here, and the very international community, and the very cultural, and everyone appreciates art. But the only difference is between here and the Beijing is, like, people in Beijing are a little bit judgmental.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, here, for example, like, I'm single. So, in Beijing, like, everyone ask you, why you're single? Why? Like, you should get married. You're supposed to get married. You're supposed to have kids. Here, like, no one give a fuck about each other.
Yeah.
Nobody ask me why you don't get married.
Yeah.
Like this.
I think here, people are like, why are you married?
Yeah. That's why I like here.
It's like, you want kids? Why?
Yeah. Because you're judgmental about this.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Why you get married? Surprise.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So, AJ, are you originally from New York?
No, I'm from Jersey. I'm from South Jersey.
What part of Jersey?
Burlington area.
Okay.
So more like, I guess, central, but it's south.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Straight up Jersey.
Do you like New York or do you like Jersey better? Are you still in Jersey?
I'm in Jersey City.
Okay.
So I'm not far from New York, but I like the opportunity that New York has to offer. I did the whole Philly scene coming up doing comedy and it ran kind of dry, got kind of cliquish. So I'm liking New York better as in the opportunity.
Yeah. Because, like, that's one thing I would say about, like, shows. There's so many shows and there's so many different venues that, like, literally, like, you don't have to run into the same person, like, twice ever. Or, like, if you do run into the same person, like, you don't have to run into them for, like, years at a time. It's like you might see somebody, like, 5 years later and be like, oh, yeah, I remember that show. But there's, like, so many shows that, like, you don't necessarily have to ever see somebody again, you know?
Definitely. Yeah.
If you don't like someone, you just delay them. Okay. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because so many people and so many happenings every time, like, here.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like comedian, they don't like any producer, we just delay them. Like,
yeah.
We don't need to, maybe he going to give us a hard time or something like that. No, they are not. Otherwise, they won't do this for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because it's, you know, there's a lot of different things going on, you know, all the time. And Pandora, how long have you been doing comedy for?
It's a long time, but like when I become a little bit serious, like 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you did you do comedy in China?
Yes.
So, like, what's the biggest difference between, like, a comedy audience in China and a comedy audience in America?
I think in here, like, it's not necessary to be a joke. Like, you can tell something like your viewpoint, your points, and something like that. Not necessarily to be a joke.
Okay.
And they still like that, and they still laugh about that. But in China, have to be a joke and supposed to be very direct. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, here, like, you can tell
you
them.
You can, infer something here. Like, there can be, like, an inference or you can imply something.
Yeah. And even I have a joke like, I cannot find my glasses because I cannot find my glasses. And I really like this joke, but in China, never works.
Yeah.
Here, like, everyone like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I like this kind of, I like this kind of weird joke.
Yeah.
I want to be very creative. I hate cliche, so I don't like talk about sex, something like that. So I like this kind of joke, like what I thinking, and then I tell my audience.
Right.
Yeah, and then they just like, it's funny. So I like that. So it should be like this kind of joke work here, never work in China. I like and I try. They don't like that.
Yeah. Did you do comedy somewhere else between New York and China?
Chicago.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
What's like the biggest difference between like Chicago crowds and New York crowds?
I think New York crowds are tough.
They're tougher?
Yeah, they're tougher.
Like people in Chicago like laugh easier?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just like support you, but in the crowd here, they just at first they judge you first.
Yeah.
If you are the right one, they like you, and they like you. If someone they don't like you, no, they don't support you.
Yeah.
It's very, how to say? It's very direct. You can know at stage directly. You're gonna know who like you, who don't like you.
Right.
In Chicago, like everyone try to support you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they don't like you, but
but they're still like, oh, they're doing it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I want to support her.
Yeah.
They're like, no, fuck you. I don't like you.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah.
On the stage, they won't give you a fake laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very tough.
It's like, AJ, what's the difference between like New York crowds and Philly crowds?
I would actually say that it all depends upon the venue and the show. It's not necessarily like New York and Philly, because if you're at a comedy club, those are people that are like, all right, make me laugh. If you're at an improv theater, then they're more giving, like you're saying, the Chicago type people. So I think it all depends upon the venue. Like if you're doing something at a lounge and people are spending their money coming for the weekend, they like, make me laugh now.
Yeah.
Like before you, while you're stepping on stage, I better be laughing.
Yeah.
So I think it all depends upon the venue, really.
Now, do you do improv as well as stand-up?
Yeah, I do improv as well.
What do you like better?
I would say they're different muscles. So whatever you're trying to work towards, it could be, or it depends upon what you're trying to get out. Like if I'm trying to get something off my chest, I'm doing stand-up.
Right.
If I just want to like joke around and be with my people, then I'm doing improv because it's more of a team thing. So it depends upon what you're looking for.
Right.
But when I started doing improv, I had to take a break from stand-up because it's definitely a different muscle.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be funny. You just, funny comes out.
Yeah. I did both too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate improv.
Yeah.
Because improv like teamwork. You one person, they cannot, he cannot get you, and they just like fuck up the whole thing. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I like to work through it, though. If we a team, I feel like if we a team, then we're going to be a team. Like, I got you, you got me.
Yeah. But sometimes they cannot get you.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to worry about someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You won't worry about you. You worry about someone else. It's like the whole team. You know you're going to be fine, but you worry about someone else. Make you uncomfortable. That's why I don't do improv anymore. Like, I did both. Long time ago. I love that. But I feel like someone else always fuck up my life. Not me. So that's why I hate.
They fucked up my life.
You be around a lot of fuck ups then, huh?
Yes, you
attract fuck ups.
I never fuck up someone else's life.
They fuck up yours.
Yeah. They make me.
Never you.
Worried. It make me worried.
That's why I've never really gone into improv, because like I started as stand-up and, you know, I've like dipped my toe in it like a couple of times, but I'm just like, ew, I have to rely on other people.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for me, I'd rather if I'm doing well, like I'm doing well, and if I'm fucking up, like I'm fucking up, like, you know, but like the whole like having to rely on other people is the thing that kind of like freaks me out a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I like sketch, but like sketch, like everybody's relying upon the script, and it's like if everybody fucks up, it's like, you know, it was the writer, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like with the improv, it's just kind of like, why are you touching my booty? Like,
I was under the same impression when I first started. But then like I'm on a team now, My Mama's Biscuits, and like we're all African American team, even though we're individuals and we all are completely different, but we've come to that level where it's like we're comfortable and we know each other's boundaries.
Yeah.
And also when it comes back to stand up, when it comes time to do the act out, I could do it because I'm used to doing improv and I'm like more relaxed. So it's like all right, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So how long have you been doing improv?
I would say maybe 2-3 years, but I've completed the 4 courses at Upright Citizens Brigade.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how long that has been. I haven't kept track, but maybe I'll say 2 years, 3 years. Or something.
Okay.
Like that.
How did you like taking the improv at UCB?
I liked it because I didn't pay for it. Okay. I got the scholarship. And, like, I didn't know what UCB was. I had no idea. And then my friend just, like, he brought it up to me, and he said they had a scholarship. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to apply for it. And when I got it, then I learned what it was.
Yeah.
Because I was not dropping $400 for an 8-week class.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. On some shit that
gets
I didn't
very
know
expensive.
About.
Yeah.
So I've gone through everything now, and I haven't paid anything because I keep applying and looking for ways for them to pay for it.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I like it.
So are you on a house team or you're at UCB or?
Our indie team is formed from all people that okay. have studied at UCB.
Okay.
So no, I'm not on a house team, but my indie team comes
come
from there.
From UCB. Okay.
Yeah, and like, be good.
Yeah. Do you guys like perform usually at UCB or?
We perform all over. I'd say we're averaging 1 or 2 shows per week. We are going to be in the upcoming Del Close Marathon Festival.
We
submitted for that. And then we're going to Richmond for another festival in the beginning of June.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Nice. Cool. And then Pandora, when you were doing improv, were you doing improv in China or Chicago or no, in China?
In China, yeah.
Okay. Did go on.
Many years I gave up. But improv, I started improv and then later on I do stand-up comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I figured out I like stand-up comedy. Because I'm responsible of myself.
Right.
If I fucked up, it's my fault.
Right.
Yeah, I cannot, like this, I cannot blame anyone because it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. And I won't worry if I'm confident. I won't worry about anything. So it make me comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, improv, I just like worry about everything. Like, how about this? How about this? How about that? How about him? How about her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worry about it. Like, I don't know why. Like, work.
Yeah.
No one give a fuck about the work, about the whole team. Only me worry about everyone, everything. I hate that.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Yeah.
So, AJ, like, what was, like, the... you don't have to like say the name of the show or the producer or anything, but like, what was like the worst show you've ever done?
Oh man, the worst show I've ever done, man. I actually, like when I started comedy, I wanted to start it on a serious note. So I took classes and I was like, I'm going to learn the craft. I'm not just going to jump out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was doing that, I was reading the book. And it said that if you walk away from a show feeling negative, then you're not going to make it. So I try to walk away from every show looking for something positive. And even like one of my first shows when I was at one of these lounges and they weren't giving me any like respect from the crowd. Mm-hmm. I was outside like harping on it. And then somebody that was in the audience came by and they were like, yo, I liked your joke when you were talking about this. And that was my last joke. So I was like, well, it shows that she's listening. So.
Right.
That might have been like one of the worst, but I flipped it to something positive. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Pandora? I mean, you've got like shows across the globe to.
Yeah.
It's got to be something that you fucked up.
I think if you have many audience, if you have big show, it's easier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone think that maybe the big show like is very difficult. No. It's easier, but for me, the like small crowds is very tough. You know?
Yeah,
always tough, and you should try to make everyone in the mood, and follow your heart.
Yeah,
they come into your world, and there's some people they're mean. It's just I don't like you. Fuck off.
Damn.
Yeah. I meet one Puerto Rican girl.
Well, that sounds about right.
She's just like, I don't like you. Shut up. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
As you're on stage.
Yeah.
And was that in New York?
Yes, here.
Okay.
That's why it make me terrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, Puerto Rican girl. So I'm terrified about girls normally, to be honest. Because guys, they're fine. They feel like I'm like their bro. So like, bro, I like your shit. Like this. I love that. But some woman, I don't know where they come from. They just mean.
Yeah.
I'm terrified about them. Like,
what was it like? I'm assuming it was in the city, but like, was it like, were you like uptown? Were you
uptown, Lower East Sound? Harlem.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that also sounds about right.
Like a Puerto Rican girl points to me like, shut up, I don't like your joke. Tell me some real joke.
All right.
Yes. That is terrifying.
Yeah. No, it's now like, I would say like one of, it didn't happen to me, but it was like one of the worst shows that I was on was like, I was doing this show and there was like really drunk tourists. Mm-hmm. And this comic was on stage and this guy was being like real drunk and belligerent. So they were about to kick him out. And so like I think it was like the bar back was like going over to him to be like, listen, you gotta go. And so when he stood up, he threw up across like the front row and the stage. And so like the comic that's up there like jumps back and he just throws up all over like the stage, like the table, the floor. Oh, and they're like, you gotta go. And he's like throwing up as he's leaving. And so like I think that was like the worst show that I've ever been on. It wasn't like, no one told me they didn't like me, but like it was just like, oh my god. And then they had to stop the show. They had to clean up all the throw up and then restart the show. And literally the girl that was on stage, like she started her joke exactly where she stopped it. And I was like, that's a fucking pro, because I would have called it fucking a night. And I'm like, you know something? This is not my night. I'm going home. And she was just like, and another thing. And I'm like, how is she doing this? Because like I was in the back and I'm like, oh, I think I still smell throw up. Like, because, you know, like when somebody throws up and you smell it and you're like, oh, I think I have to throw up. Like. I'm super sensitive.
Yeah.
I was like the whole, like, I was like at the back, like, oh my god, oh, I don't know if I can do this.
Like, I would have chalked that shit up as I got somebody to throw up from my joke. I'm like, fuck y'all, look at this shit.
It's like he threw up from laughter.
Hell yeah, that came from deep.
Yeah. I think the as you said, those girl, she's a pro comedian. I like this kind of pro comedian. I really like those kind of people. Like some comedian, you know what? After the show, she won't leave earlier. They won't leave earlier. They just like greeting to every audience. Like, I like that. I like every person. Because I like to see everything. Like observe this kind of thing. I go every shows.
Yeah,
I really like that. Like some comedian, they won't leave earlier. They just greet him to every audience. Talk to them.
Yeah,
I really like that. That is pro. It's really pro.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm too much of an introvert to like talk to people after.
I cannot do that.
Oh, I know.
I know that, but I cannot do that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if somebody comes up to me, like I'll talk to them, but like I'm not gonna be like, "Hey guys, hey, how are?" Like just like, it's like I don't know if they like me or not. I'm gonna be over here. If they like me, they'll come over.
Like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's just like because like some people are definitely just like, you want to buy my CD? Want to buy a T-shirt? Hey, want to take a picture? I'm like not that person. I'm like so not that person, and like sometimes I get uncomfortable. There was like one time I was on stage and there was this woman that used to come to a lot of shows. And I was on stage and she started telling my joke as I was saying it.
Really?
And I like out loud, and it was like, oh shit, this must be what every like musician feels like. like, you know, like when you're on stage and you start singing the song while and you're just like, oh, that's my job. Like, you know what I mean? And I was just like, oh shit, I need to go and apologize to every band I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, it was just the strangest thing, because I'm like, and I'm like telling the joke and she's like saying it, and like, but she sang it with me, so she didn't kill my punchline. But like, I was like, oh, this is strange, and I also need to write new jokes. Like,
you should have stopped right before the punchline and let her say it. See if it got a hit, and if not, be like, see, motherfucker, that's not how the joke ends. Jumping the gun, slow down now.
Yeah. But it was like a very like strange, surreal kind of experience.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know,
I have a joke. Like many years, I wrote this joke, and I tell all the time. And when I perform in Chicago, someone told me this is Louis C.K. joke. Like, you have problems? I have so many problems. If you don't want to have problem, just kill yourself. Yeah, you don't have problem anymore. And some people told me this is Louis C.K. have the similar joke.
Okay.
So I don't know, because it's easy for me, because one day I just like, I like this. I'm going to write down and I tell these jokes.
Right.
Someone told me Louis C.K. have a similar joke. You cannot tell that. I said, it's my joke. And it's his joke. So I won't tell this joke anymore. Yeah.
That's hard, because like, I had a joke that somebody that was like pretty big was like telling something very similar to it. And so it was like one of those situations where the first time I ever told that joke, they were in the club like that night. So, and then later people are like, oh, you know, I saw this on their Comedy Central special. I'm like, what? And so like, then I saw it and it's like, it's so close, but then like we use a lot of the similar phrases that are too close, you know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people have like similar premises, because you know, like we're all kind of thinking about the same things all the time. But when you have like a weird phrase and then that other person also uses that weird phrase in that joke, and it becomes hard, because especially if it's like a bigger person, they're automatically going to assume that you stole their joke.
Yeah.
When it's just like, they're not going to be like, oh yeah, no. Like when I did it, like my third bringer, they were there and I did that joke, and they're like, no, like, no, but yeah, really. Like, you know what I mean?
That.
Yeah. So it's hard. Definitely. And like, what do you guys feel like? Cause I feel like stealing material is definitely like a big problem in comedy. But like, where do you personally draw the line for like what you feel is stolen or what is just similar?
I would say that a stolen joke is like word for word the same. You're copying their mannerisms, everything. Because the delivery, like you and I could tell the same joke, but it's going to hit completely different because you deliver it one way, I deliver it another way. Yeah. So if they're copying it that way, then shit, give me my props for my joke. Yeah. But like you said, there's a lot of premises and you can go a lot of different ways, but it's mostly about the premise and the phrases, I guess. Like if I see somebody steal my shit exactly, I'm going to go write some more. If it comes up, then I'll speak to him about it. But what can you do? Because there's a lot of comics that are out there using material that don't get any shine. Like I've seen somebody do shit straight from Eddie Griffin's special. And other people were laughing. I was like, this is 10 years old. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I didn't confront them, but I was just like, hey, like you're just stealing shit.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, that's the thing, too, is I also kind of feel like as a writer is that I'm not doing my job if someone else can tell that joke.
Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
You know what I mean? It's just like, because if I'm writing a joke, like, everyone else should bomb on it. Because, like, it should be, like, so coming from, like, my perspective that I'm, like, the only one that can make it hit the right way.
Yes.
And so you know, like a lot of times, like I do feel like we do all like everybody's got a family joke, a dating joke, like mm-hmm. you know what I mean,
yeah.
like a work joke or whatever. But I think that some people, I think to your point, when you're like, well, it's word for word, they're doing the same act outs and mannerisms, like that's definitely stealing. But I think that some people get like extra and they're just like, oh, well, that's the same topic. Like my grandma mm-hmm. died on a roller coaster and I wrote a joke about my grandma dying on a roller coaster. Grandma dying on a roller coaster is my joke. And it's just like, you know, you can have two grandmas die on a roller coaster.
Definitely.
Like, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's not just a single seat roller coaster. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a lot of motherfucking seats.
You know? Yeah. But, like, I think, like, some people get extra. It's just like, well, you know, you stole my joke because my joke was about my grandma dying on a roller coaster. Like, but the only thing that's the same about that joke is that grandma died on a roller coaster. I don't think that's stealing.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's word for word the same joke, then okay, then I'd say that's stealing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is that like a big problem in China?
Yeah, it's like very common.
Stealing jokes?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we have a cross talk. It's like two person. It's not like stand up comedy in China. They don't write. They tell like traditional jokes all the time. The same thing.
Okay.
Like a drama. They have a script and they do it all. Like generation to generations.
Okay, and that's their stand-up?
That is cross-talk in China.
Okay.
Like Chinese stand-up. But now, even those kind of person, they start to write their original material.
Okay.
Yeah, everything changing because stand-up comedy. We have stand-up comedy in China too.
Okay.
It's super cool now. It's not like what you guys think, just because of the internet, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the internet. Well, cool people in China now.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest.
Well, we have billions of people to make laugh. I mean, that's like fucking open market. Like,
it's good market, of course. That's why I'm here. I need to learn. And steal comedy and then to China.
She's going to open up shit. UCB China.
Yeah, something like that. I think I need to learn here. Yeah, yeah. And then I can speak Chinese. I can do both. That is cool, maybe, for me.
But the comedy in, like, do they have English speaking comedy in China?
Yes.
Okay.
They have, and we have still have English speaking comedy market in China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have, everyone can understand English, I think, if they have college degree.
Well, there's more English speakers in China than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I think.
That's a statistic. I'm a nerd.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shine. Shine, girl.
But
yeah, it's good. Useless facts.
It's useful. Hey, there ain't no such thing as no useless fact, especially in the stand-up world.
Yeah.
Shit.
And also, I think your point is very, very right. Like, I don't think anyone can steal my joke because it doesn't work on them. If sometimes the same joke sometimes works, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So like how you deliver it, like some joke, I think if you read it, it's nothing. But when you deliver it, they love it.
Yeah.
Like it's combined with your personality.
Right.
So if anyone else tell that joke, I don't think that can work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No, it's true because, like, you know, if you're writing a very generic joke, anybody can tell it and it hits no matter who tells it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like when you're, like, to your point, like honing your craft and you know your voice and you're able to deliver your own singular voice to an audience.
Yes.
You're the only one that can tell that joke.
Definitely.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and I think that comes with time because I think like in the beginning when you're writing jokes, it's kind of like you're on this tear where you're just watching a shit ton of stand up and you're like, mm-hmm. and you just start kind of absorbing other people's voices.
Yeah.
And then you're just writing jokes that like anybody can tell, like, you know what I mean? It's just like I feel like I should have an espresso right now.
I agree with you 1,000%.
You know, because like when I first started doing stand up, like I was watching everybody's half hour. I was watching everybody's like, you know, comedy specials. And then I got to a point where like now, like, I don't even want to be in the room when someone else is telling a joke because like I don't want to absorb any of that. Like, you know what I mean? Because like we're like sponges. And so like you hear something and you're like, oh, yeah, that's funny. And it's just like, no, I'm like, I was outside. I was smoking a cigarette. I was at the bar. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like I don't want to be like in there like absorbing all of this otherness. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because like you need to kind of project out like your own uniqueness.
I hear you.
But it's tough, and especially like when it's like a bigger person. I think if it's somebody like your level or like slightly above you or slightly below you, you can be like, dude, knock off the shit, what are you doing? And but like if it's somebody like so much, but like it's like no one's ever gonna believe me, I'm not even gonna bother. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like it's a pain. So now I was still interested in this crosstalk business because I like useless facts.
I like that. I can't front. I like it too.
Right? Yeah. So now so crosstalk is basically it's like almost like sketch then?
No, it's the same thing like stand up.
It's like stand up.
Yeah, like
but you have two people on the stage?
Yeah, two people. And when people like tell jokes, and another people say, that is funny. Something like this. And then you bullshit something like this. Like two people. One is like major character.
Okay.
And another one just like comment and like, go away. I don't like your joke. It's not funny. Something like this.
Oh, so it's like a straight guy and a fall guy?
Yeah, like that.
It's like improv.
It's like, okay.
But they tell jokes. Yeah. And the joke is like traditional. Joke like tell many years.
Okay, what's an example of like a traditional Chinese joke?
I tell you, like a guy tried to steal something from the neighbor, and the kids ask, "What's your name?" Like the kid said, "It's called the Joker Round," and my name is Joker Round. Something like this.
Okay,
and the kids, I tell his mom, like, "Mom, Joker Round try to steal our stuff." And the mom said, who is there? And the kid said, joke around. So the mom don't believe her.
Joke
believe
around.
Yeah, like something like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like someone, something like this kind of joke. But my translation maybe is not correct. But something like this. And the way also the people, they deliver it is like with their voice and with their character.
Right.
And it's really funny. Like... So you sounds like not funny, but when certain perform, it's funny.
Yeah, no. And it makes sense because like to me, like that sounds like what I would assume like the old like Catskills kind of jokes were like back in the day, because like they had like this like Catskill, like kind of like Jewish comedians that had these just like take my wife, please, like that to me. Like
yeah, something like that. American have the same thing.
Yeah.
Early days, I saw that online. Like two person tell jokes.
Yeah,
same thing.
So like that's So like that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears a little bit, like and I know that you've been in America for a while, but like, what do Chinese people think of Trump and our presidency right now?
I saw a lot of review online, and some people they support Trump. Because they think Trump may be a good businessman.
Okay.
And if a good businessman, they're going to think the China-US relationship is very important. Maybe they treasure this kind of relationship, and they're going to be a little bit nice to China. I don't know why. This is the kind of one.
I'm asking,
Yeah, because they care about the Chinese market.
Right.
Maybe Hillary always tough to China, you know that.
Right.
And because Chinese people think that way. So they're going to think, because we don't have other choice. So that's why they think maybe Trump going to be pro-China. Maybe a little bit nicer to Chinese. I don't know.
Right.
They just another kind of voice. So, but everyone knows he's a kind of crazy, but
yeah, but he's the biggest kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't know because I'm not involved in this, but I think he sometimes actually he has good point. Sometimes, like he think China have good construction, you know, work because we built a road and. Bridge and buildings very fast.
Right.
And the infrastructure is really good in China. It's better than here, to be honest. You cannot imagine. We have better subway. It's like...
Yeah, because don't you have like a bullet train or a super fast train?
Yeah. We have a super fast train. Like Japan.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very fast.
Yeah, we don't have that shit.
Yeah. You don't... You guys, yeah, you don't need that shit because no one hurry.
It's like, where are you going?
Yeah, because no
why
one
you need to go somewhere fast?
Yeah, no one in a hurry. Why? You don't need to.
Girl, why are you taking that super fast train?
we don't need
to go somewhere.
Like, they have like some crazy Chinese businessman. Like they have five meetings a day for the whole day in different city. That's why they need fast train. Here, no one need that. They have a helicopter if they need that.
People are just going to masturbate on the fast train.
You don't need that.
Just go faster. Like,
I got to hurry up. I'm going to get there soon.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good. It's enough. I think it's enough. We don't need this kind of stuff, actually. But I don't know why. They're crazy. We have so many crowds to carry. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got such a larger population. Yeah.
That's why we need that.
Yeah, because like otherwise, like you'd have like the city of like New York standing on a platform if your shit took as long as ours. Like
like Europe, you have small train, like con 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 con. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's enough.
Yeah,
and like half. Empty. They don't have people.
Yeah.
Like, it's a small train and a very slow, like, cut, 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 cut.
Because they all move somewhere else. Like,
they don't need that.
Yeah. And, like, what about, because I know that, like, Trump is trying to kind of pressure China to put North Korea a little bit more on check. Like, what do you, like, you know, like, Chinese people feel about that with like North Korea?
Okay, you want to really want to know this?
Yeah,
that's what I'm
give
asking.
Us the scoop.
School us.
I tell you, I don't know. I cannot go back to China again or not when I talk about this issue.
They don't know I exist. They don't know the show exists.
Okay, I tell you some truth. Actually, smart Chinese people. We think we should be responsible for North Korea nuclear weapon problem because we think how can they start those kind of project? Everyone think our government support them.
Well, there's no industry there. There's like no money there.
Yeah.
Like, how would they get the scientists, the equipment?
That is not a big problem. They don't have this kind of technology to build anything.
Right.
That's why we think Chinese government supports
North Korea
to do this kind of research, to do that kind of experiment at first. But now, like, we raise a tiger. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is from us. It's not from government, okay?
Right.
We think, some Chinese people think. So they did like something like we raise a tiger to protect us.
Right.
But when a tiger grew up,
it bites everybody.
Yeah.
Ask Siegfried and Roy.
Out of control.
Right.
Even we raise it, but we cannot control it.
Right.
That's how we think.
Yeah, no. Totally
can you understand?
Sense. No, totally makes sense.
Yeah. Maybe at first, because North Korea and China, at first, the allies. But now it's like crazy. Everything go crazy. But Russian, they're not crazy. So we support each other. The relationship between China and Russia is like reasonable. Russian try to help China and China try to help Russia, but we don't. We have different background. You know, like some people give you advice, like how to hook up with girls, but they don't. They are not you. When they give you advice, maybe just fuck up your life. You know what I mean?
Because everybody's fucking up your life.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we learned. Everybody's trying to fuck you up.
No, that is no point. I know. If you even they try to be good and they try to help you, but when they give you advice, maybe not suit for you.
Right.
So that is problem between China and Russia.
Right.
They try to help each other, but maybe the way is not good. Even they try to help each other and they try to be friends with each other, but they cannot.
They're like frenemies.
Really help each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally get it. It's like you know, it's like two girls that are like besties, but they kind of hate each other. But if anyone else fucks with them, they'll fuck them up. But they still kind of hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of like that, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not like that.
Okay.
I explain to you. Like two guy.
Yeah.
And one guy tried to tell this guy how to hook up with the girls. And he gave his advice. And A gave B advice. And B used this advice. But this advice is not suit for B.
All right. So how I'm gonna break this down. So
okay,
like,
thank you.
So we got Chad and we got Todd. Chad is hot. Todd is gross. Chad is telling Todd how to bang chicks.
Yes.
But Chad is hot. He can say shit that Todd cannot say.
Yes.
And so now Todd's going out into the world using hot dude advice that's not going to work for him because Chad is like an 8 and Todd is like a 4 and you can't be trying to shoot 8 game at a 4. I got you.
Yeah. Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
I just picked up what you put down.
Yeah. So that's why Chinese people hate Russian because in Asian time, like the Beijing is very Asian. It's like Asian city. And the Russian scientists that they come here like, hey, please take this off, take this down. Like they try to build another Russian in China.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's what we hate that. And they destroy many things. We have ancient wall around the city.
Right.
Inside the city. Now we don't have that because they give our advice, like give us bad advice.
But why'd you guys take it if this is like your culture?
Yeah, that's why. Because
he was an 8? Is that why?
Yeah, because they're powerful.
You only listen to a 10. What?
Everyone knows that. And like, they're crazy. Why those? You know, some people, they just like, that must be good. Let's do that. And they destroyed the whole wall. We used to have the whole wall of Beijing.
Right.
Like the circle. Ancient wall. Mm. Is that super cool? It's not Great Wall. You know, maybe you don't.
No, I know. I'm familiar.
Yeah, like Asian war, and they take off and they destroy a lot of places. Mm. I hate that.
Yeah.
I like our culture and I hate anyone like, they say, I try to do this. Let's build this. No, it's not us. Please, come on.
Nah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So like, what do you think is going to happen with North Korea?
I don't know. It's like, I think something have to happen to save the people there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like crazy. Can you imagine so many people starving and dying?
Right.
Just kids, they cannot go to school. And like, you cannot imagine. Like,
well, there's like more useless facts. There's a 6-inch height difference between North Koreans and South Koreans because of malnutrition. Like, can you imagine, like, the people being, like, 6 inches, like, average difference because of malnutrition?
Yes. Yeah.
It's, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, when you look at the picture, we can go there, but we cannot take picture. But some people picture because of the internet, we still can see some picture. You see the people, they're miserable. They just, like no emotion, you know? I think we... Maybe United Nations can
do something.
You
need food to feel.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. The kids just like try to eat dirt there.
Yeah.
because they're starving. They cannot find anything to eat.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I think the government is bad because so many bad government. It's okay if governments, so we don't care. But at least the people can get food and they have a right to live. Yeah. At least you can take away their mind if you try to, if they can, if you can. But you cannot make people like everyone starving.
Yeah.
That is not right.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's scary because, like, I kind of feel like for me, like, the first time of my knowledge of, like, the world or geopolitics or anything like that, it's like I kind of feel like we have so many crazy leaders across the globe that are so malicious and egotistical that, like, you just can't trust that they're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, when you're looking at, like, Trump and Putin and Kim Jong-un and whatever, like, it's just kind of like, they're all fucking nuts. Like, what are they going to do? Like, it's just too, we have too many crazy people with nuclear capability. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially I kind of feel like with North Korea, like, no one really knows what they can and cannot do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of like, I think that Americans try to feel comforted in the fact that we're like, oh, no, but their missiles can't hit us. But it's just like, we don't know that. Mm-hmm. We don't really know that.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just.
But some countries, they have a bad leader. But they have a system to balance it. You know what I mean? But they don't have any systems.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy about North Korea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have anything. They don't have, like, they don't have systems to control them. I think maybe you guys don't need worry about too much about North Korea because Chinese people are going to figure it out.
Yeah.
But we cannot rely on that because now you have military base in South Korea.
Right.
So that is a piece of Chinese government and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really subtle. Those kind of international relationship, is very subtle.
Right.
If you don't have the military base in South Korea, everything is fine. They won't worry about your guys. But now they worry about America. They worry about North Korea. And I like, to be honest, China, like, in a bad neighborhood. Like, everyone crazy. You know, you cannot imagine. Like, we have every country near us, like Vietnam, every country. We give them food. We help them to build a road. Maybe you guys don't know.
Right.
When they have any difficulties, we just try to help them.
Right.
And then after that, they just totally forgot about the whole thing. They just kill you and, like, in a bad neighborhood, to be honest. And actually, Chinese people never.
It's like the Hunts Point of the world.
No, they didn't never. To be honest, I'm not. I am Chinese, so I tell you. We never launched any war in history. Do you know that? We never launched any war in history. Everyone, like, tried to fight us, tried to attack us, but we never launched any war.
I don't know no useless facts to that, so I can't agree or disagree to that. That's all on you.
It's okay. You just pretend.
I'm not going to shake my head yes or no. I'm just going to stay still.
I'm just going to be a good guest.
Exactly.
Like that. You don't need to worry about China. We have a lot of shit. We don't fight.
Everything, all my tags say made in China, so I ain't going to say nothing bad about China.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. To be honest, they're reasonable. I think United States don't need to worry about China because they have so many things. They should build this, they should do that. And now pollutions, they have solved all kind of problems because we have huge population.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about it. Like, China going to launch a missile and to kill us, to attack us. No, never. Believe me. I promise.
I'm putting that on Pandora when the bomb hits. I'll be, Pandora, you didn't know shit.
Yes. I promise.
Hopefully the bomb don't hit us so you can get it out.
It's going to be the West Coast. It's fine. That's why I'm not going there.
It's just San Francisco.
It's like, oh, Rice Aroni, the San Francisco. Oh. So we're going to take a quick break before we go into our next segment. But before we go, just a little bit about what projects you guys are working on, where everyone can follow you on social media. AJ, when's your next gig?
To be honest with you, I have to check my phone because it's a lot of emails coming through on can we do this, can we do that. But if you go to ajdunk.com, I have my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter. I have my calendar for events, and it's updated by the moment. I have, you can subscribe and get a weekly email, and I send you a joke. I have my own podcast called I Can't Make This Up. It's a lot of things that are right there at ajdunk.com. So you just have to go there, and you can be updated on everything.
Awesome. Pandora, cool. Where is your next gig?
I produce a show in Santa Monica Theater.
Okay.
Every month. So the last week, Wednesday, every month, last week, Wednesday, we have a show there called The Infamous Comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where can everyone follow you on social media?
Pandora Comedy on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to take a real quick break, you guys, and we will be right back. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies.
talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. Water cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big Talking Brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Hey guys, welcome back to Big Talking Brewskis.
Yeah.
I am still Marissa Smith, and we have AJ Dunk returning with us.
Okay.
And we've got Aaron Smith joining us.
Hi, everybody. Oh, I gotta bring this back.
And we've got Aaron Smith with us. Are you good, Aaron?
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties here, but
is it bouncing?
Yeah.
Can you help him out? All right. We've got Radio Rima to the rescue. She's like, what the hell is wrong with you comedians? You don't know how to use a damn microphone. we've got a whole thing happening, you guys.
Here you go now. Come to the mic.
Come to the mic?
There you go.
That's what she said. All right. Oh, all right. Hey, this is the 21st century. I don't judge. No, it's okay.
All right.
It's all right.
All right. Thank you, Radio Rima. So, Aaron, how was your week?
Pretty good. I can't complain. It was a little cold. A week. It's like
you
May.
Speak up. She can't hear you.
It's like May, and it's like 60 degrees. So, like, kind of weird to like have a jacket on and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it is weird. And tomorrow is gonna be even worse. It's gonna be like nor'easter. It's gonna be hailing and shit.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So I gotta get two of each animal then.
Yeah. Tomorrow is going to be real. What else is going on? I'm trying to get our list up, you guys. Let's see here. Aaron, have you played with those fidget spinners yet?
Yeah, they're actually kind of cool. It's not really a toy, from what I heard from people that I hang out with. And it's basically a gadget that helps people who have anxiety and depression issues. So it's something to help them out with that.
Do you have, like, a fidget spinner?
My girlfriend has one. I had to buy one for her because she's like, ooh, I want this. And it was really crazy. But they're kind of cool. They have glow-in-the-dark ones when they light up and stuff like that. But, you know, it spins. It's circular. It's actually kind of cool.
I don't have one. I feel like that's why I have Candy Crush. Like, that's...
Yes!
You know what I mean?
Awesome.
It's just like...
Yes.
It's like I can fidget with Candy Crush.
True.
And yeah. Like, I don't need this thing spinning in my hand.
True,
you know.
Man.
And the only thing that's like... You know, like, do you get, like, really infuriated with Candy Crush? And we've got Pandora back with us.
Yeah, bathroom.
But, like, I don't know, like... How intense your Candy Crush playing is.
Oh, it's intense.
Okay. All right. But, like, you ever get, like, so mad at Candy Crush, like, you almost break your phone? Like, you're just like, fuck you! Like,
I can't do that because then I won't be able to Candy Crush anymore.
It gets sometimes, like, real mad. Like, why are they telling you, like, what levels are hard now?
Yeah, they got the purple popping up on there instead of just green. I'm like,
it's
what's
just
up
like,
with
oh,
this?
Oh, yeah, it's just like, oh, this is a hard level. It's like, oh, I didn't know that shit when I was stuck on it for 2 days. Like,
so what about the green ones that are actually harder than the purple ones?
It's like, you know.
Who decides this?
It's like, oh, like, this level. And now they've got, like, the half and half color, so it's like, oh, you got to do, like, half jelly, so you have to do half fruit or some shit.
Yes.
Yeah, Candy Crush is just like, you know,
very serious.
Very intense.
I'm
like, they're really into it. That's cool.
Yeah.
What level are you on?
Now that I was expecting that. I was expecting that. I will tell you, sir.
I think I'm on I'm close to 1,000. I'm 940 something.
I should not tell you that
kind of game. I just use like the free version. And if you lost all your points, you should just start over.
Well, we could just reinstall it and play it again.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Like you only enjoy that moment. You cannot lose.
Right.
If you lose, you should wait to get extra time and to get back.
So,
I'm going to let you guys in on
a little secret because I don't ever tell anybody what level I'm on in Candy Crush.
All right.
Now, is this regular Candy Crush or soda?
This is just, Candy Crush Saga.
Okay.
This is regular Candy Crush. I am on 1751.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I feel you there.
Like, subtract, like, 1,600, that'd probably be me.
Yeah, 1751.
I can't front. Awesome. I had to go from regular Candy Crush to the soda because I was getting upset that I got to ask people just so I can go to new levels. I was like,
oh, when you get to a certain level, you don't have to ask anymore. They're just like, honey, you got black card, bitches.
I don't need your help. I'm good.
I'm not there yet. That's why I was like, you know what?
Right.
I'm here for the long run, but I'm not committed like that.
Yeah. I'm to the point where, like, when I pass a new level, they're like, would you like a gift? Like, yeah, because it is my goal to finish this fucking game.
No.
Well, so they add new levels every week, but I have friends that are to the point where they had to wait for new levels to be added.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
So I'm within reach. I think I'm about like maybe like 400 levels away from that.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's...
that is commitment.
Yeah.
Sure, well, definitely.
You know, single, no kids, Candy Crushing.
Winning.
Good.
Definitely.
I've got a long commute, so like, there's really like nothing else for me to do.
I do something to kill the time.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good. So yeah. Very serious.
Very intense.
I've been crushed.
Yeah, I like that.
You guys, I kind of feel like that was like kind of like a breakthrough for me because I've never said out loud what level I'm on because people always ask me, and I'm just like, you know, I'm up there.
That's humble. That's humble. That's very humble of you.
I'm up there.
Okay.
It's just like, you know,
hey, it's all good.
I don't want people being upset about it.
Nothing wrong with that.
So now, have you guys seen the Pepsi and the Heineken commercials?
Yes, yeah. I have.
I did.
All right, so I saw the Pepsi commercial. What's the Heineken commercial? Because I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay, the Heineken commercial is basically they're on cheat tolerance. So they get like two strangers together and they're supposed to open up this box and they're supposed to make something. So they get it together and they fix it. And skip it along. They reveal themselves of who they are. Like, it was one straight, like, hardcore redneck guy, and then it was, like, a lady, but she was transgender, and they basically said, okay, we could settle our differences over a drink. So they figured, it can social problems be handled with just having a beer together? I thought it was, like, the drizzling shits, honestly. I didn't really understand it. I was saying, because what if people don't drink? So then what? And what if people don't want to change their opinion? Pepsi was worse, honestly. You know, I was going to... If I tried a can of Pepsi to a cop, I'd probably get shot, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I did not see the Heineken thing. What were... You guys both saw both of them, right?
Yeah.
So, AJ, what was your take on it?
The Heineken one, it was not... really like in a commercial, I don't feel. It was more like an experiment or an experience.
Okay.
Because they had the people meet and then they put them through all this. Then at the end, Heineken throws their brand in there. So it could have been any type of beverage, honestly. You could just substitute
it. Could have been a toilet paper. We both like soft booties.
Yeah, like, yeah. You gotta wipe your ass when you shit, right?
So I wipe my ass too.
Do you want it on your hands?
Let's talk.
Yeah. So, you, like, Charmin.
I appreciated the Heineken thing better because it seemed more real. I don't know if those were all, like, actors that were doing it and just showing an example. But I just like the way they went about it, because if we have a moment and we're helping each other doing this, then when I find out who you are later, I should have enough respect for you to speak through it. When it comes to the Pepsi thing, they just mimicked what really happened. And in the picture, the
they
original
picture. They just
Kardashian
the shit out of it.
Did they ever?
Facts.
And then the original picture, the cops were nowhere near dressed the same way in the commercial. The cops look like... like some Call of Duty type shit. Like,
okay.
Extra SWAT and all that in the original picture. But then in the commercial, it's like she just walks up. Like, oh, I'm just going to take a break from this commercial and try to help. I kind of see what they were trying to do. Like, celebrities have this voice, so why don't you use your power and do this? But that was not good mapping that they did. They could have gone.
Well, they knocked it off of, like, a music video. Like, I think it was, like, done in, like, the 90s that Rosario Dawson was in. And if you watch that, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like some, it was like one of those like grunge alt bands in the 90s. And like Rosario Dawson looks like she's like, I don't know, some sort of like freedom fighter in like Venezuela or something like that. And they mapped it almost exactly to that music video. And but the difference is that like Rosario Dawson looks like she could be like a guerrilla fighter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like whichever Jenner Kardashian that is, I don't keep up with them. She just looks like, oh,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Do you guys have a mirror? Because I think my lipstick's smudged. Like, yeah. So I think that I don't know. I wasn't as offended by it, but my whole thing is like anything that they're in is gonna be bullshit. So like, why are you even like with
pretty much?
You know what I mean? It's just like with all that we're dealing with right now, this is the thing you choose to be upset about. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like Trump is wiping his ass with our Constitution, but this commercial, this Pepsi commercial, is a thing that you're choosing to be upset about. Like, I've got so much shit to be upset about right now. Yeah. Yeah. So many things keeping me up at night. Pepsi ain't one. Like, I got 99 problems. Pepsi ain't one.
I drink Coke, by the way. I like Coke. Mm.
I don't even drink fucking soda. You know what I mean? It's just like, if I'm going to be drinking a caloric beverage, it's going to be a fucking beer. Like,
here you go. Cheers to that.
Mm. Fucking cheers.
Touché, guys.
There you go. Speak on.
Never ask for a Jack and Pepsi.
No, you don't. You absolutely don't. Like,
you ask for Jack on the rocks.
Yeah. But I don't know. And that Heineken thing, like, I've never really drank that shit either. Mm. Very skunky.
Indeed.
Right?
It's a hood beer.
It's very skunky. like Reema's seen this show, like, I don't even know how many times. But, like, have you ever seen me bring a Heineken in this? Never once. Never once, because it's skunk. It tastes like fucking skunk.
I'll take your word for it.
Honestly, my brother drinks those, and like he was giving me one because yeah, you can't complain about free beer.
No,
of course.
But I was just like, why do you drink this shit? Like, you know, there's other options.
Like, it tastes like beer that's gone bad. Like, when beer goes bad, it like tastes like skunk. Like, wow. Colt, I would drink a Colt faster than I would drink a fucking Red Dog. I would drink a Colt. Red Dog.
They
red
still dog, make that? Wow, I haven't seen that
like
in years.
It's like a triangle and it's like a red, like,
yeah.
Bulldog.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I would drink a fucking Red Dog before I would
maybe
drink.
Look for that when I get home.
Yeah. Red Dogs were like fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But the Heineken? No. It's just kind of like Is Heineken like what? Is it supposed to be like German or Belgian or? It's just like.
It's from, I think, yeah, you're right. It is Holland? From Germany. Holland, yeah.
I think it's from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
One of those foreign countries.
Sure. Well, that makes sense why it tastes like skunk, because they're all about weed. Like,
it tastes. Maybe it tastes better after you smoke.
You've got to be high.
I'll drink a weed beer before I drink a Heineken.
It's like, it's gross. And I'm like a fucking beer nerd. I love fucking beer. But Heineken, not so much. Like,
I feel you.
You know, like I'll drink a Bud before I'll drink a Heineken. It's like that's like the redneck king of beers.
Like, it's like a horse pissed in it.
Ugh. It's I feel like after your first two.
Did you
licking,
taste the horse pee?
I said but if I imagined it. I would know. I've seen a horse piss in the car.
Pandora would like an explanation.
Yeah. I see the. I want to know what skunk tastes like. Yeah. How about that?
No, I like people.
Exactly how
like,
it smells.
They always like compare those kind of stuff together. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how
you feel. No. I'm not R. Kelly, so no thanks. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's cool.
Or Trump.
But if you never try that, you cannot.
Well, like I said, I like Marissa. I am a beer kind of a beer connoisseur, but you know, if I had to choose between maybe a Heineken and a Budweiser, I'd probably I guess a Heineken probably more than likely. Yeah. I'm like I probably won't like myself after, but realistically, you know, horse piss. I've seen a horse piss in Central Park. I mean, it's close enough, and I was next to me. It smelled like, so that's what I assume what it is.
Yeah.
But no, I don't do horse piss.
I like that. Every time people told me like this, I ask them, "Try that."
Well, maybe we'll see you after the show. Let's see how the horse piss goes. Yeah. How about that? All right.
So, thanks, Adrian. So you guys. If you could diagnose Trump with a psychological condition,
this should be good.
It was your question. What psychological condition would you prescribe him?
Narcissistic personality disorder, maybe? I mean, realistically, like, he's so full of shit, his eyes are brown. So, quite honestly, yeah, I'd probably go with that.
AJ.
I had to ask somebody in the social work field so I can better get this right. And I said histrionic because... Because
he's a little bitch? Go on.
Everything he does. it's about him. And I think, honestly, I think he'd probably be the best dodgeball player because anything you bring up, he just reflects it and just throws it a different way. Like you were saying, there's bigger things in the news, but he finds a way to draw it where everybody's attention's on one thing, but they're doing something else.
Right. Right. Pandora.
I don't want to answer this question, but I want to say something about Donald Trump. Like, if we cannot blame Trump, you should blame someone why they choose him. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, they're crazy, too. Yeah, they're just a different kind of crazy.
That's why they have many shitty stuff, but you cannot blame those stuff. You should blame someone. They buy it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they won't exist. Like Kim Kardashian, is why so many people interested in her. You cannot blame her.
Probably because she has a big ass. But.
No, you cannot blame her. She's fine because she like the way she is. If you really want to blame, if you blame someone, why do you like that?
Yeah.
And then
I see your point.
Yeah, she sells some shit and dumb. Sell some shit,
right?
But they buy, mm-hmm. So you cannot blame them.
No, right? You can't. You're right.
They're not criminals, so we cannot do anything. You should blame the people who buy those kind of stuff.
Right.
Why they have people buy this? Like me, I never buy this.
Well, I mean, it's their money, so they could do whatever they want with it. But, you know, I wouldn't be caught dead with it, honestly, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But Marissa is right. You know, the Trump supporters, you know, they're kind of in denial. So, you know, realistically, he can do no wrong in their eyes. So, yeah. Like I said, narcissistic personality, sort of maybe borderline personality. Sort
yeah.
Of maybe something like that.
I would agree. I think it's definitely some, like, narcissistic disorder, borderline disorder. But then I also feel like it's kind of like a schizophrenic bipolar as well.
Right.
Because like how he rages on Twitter and then like he can have like one tweet where he's like raging and reeling against the world and the next tweet it's like, we're doing great things, gotta make America great again. It's like his arc is within 10 minutes of each other, which it's like, it's just crazy. Go on, Rima.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, yeah, yeah. That's the one where it's a picture or a video or some shit. Yeah.
His oh yeah, you definitely know it's him.
I don't call him
the president.
You talking who? The president?
I call him
Barack?
A 45.
I
don't have a president. I've got a number.
45.
I've got 45. Yeah, it's he's just so insane. And then I feel badly for his press staff, because like earlier in the week they were just like, when he fired Comey, his press staff was just like the AG and the act like the deputy AG, like they said that we should fire him, and so the president took their recommendations and that's why they fired him. And literally, after Sean Spicer's hiding in fucking bushes because he doesn't want to answer questions because he didn't know this was coming down the pike, he had his press conference at like 1:30 in the afternoon. By 4:30 in the afternoon, Trump had sent out a letter saying that he was firing James Comey. Never sent the letter to actual James Comey. James Comey found out that he was fired from television while he's giving a speech to FBI agents. They're all freaking the fuck out. Like, I also don't understand why he's got a TV behind him while he's giving a speech, but I'm going to let that go. So, like, he fires Comey without actually telling Comey that he's fired. The Secretary of Press, the Deputy Secretary of Press, don't know that this is happening. The press is like on the grounds of the White House like, hey Spicer, what the fuck's going on, like how did he fire him? And Spicer's hiding in bushes like a spineless coward. I don't understand how they do their job. I don't understand how they sleep at night, look at themselves in the mirror. Like if I was like, literally, if I was Sean Spicer, every day when I'm brushing my teeth in the mirror, I'd just spit in my face. Like, you're a piece of shit. I mean, it's
they
like,
actually had, I'm sorry to cut you off, they actually had a Simpsons episode where they did his 100 days, and they had Sean Spicer actually hung himself. And then Kellyanne Conway came in to the door. It's like, oh, hell no. I don't want this job. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Like, at this point, like, things are so bad. They unleashed Kellyanne Conway back onto us. Like, she's been hitting the circuit because she's trying to explain this Comey firing. Mm-hmm. Like, she had been, like, tethered to a rock somewhere in hell for, like, at least 3 weeks.
True.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, she's back. That's my other question. Like, what drug do you think she's on?
Cocaine.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, working with Trump, you have to be on something. But on the other hand, they signed up for this shit. So I really don't feel bad for them.
No, I mean, I don't either. I mean, it's their souls that they're burning. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's like they're going to be burning in hell. But that's on them.
Yeah,
they
first
chose
class,
that life.
Definitely. Yeah.
They'll always be toasty. Yeah. What were you going to say, Pandora?
I think it's weird. I think Donald Trump, like, they have experiment about White House there. It's not experiment. You should run the whole country. It's not like laboratory. I want to do this. How about this? It's very serious. Come on.
Because he doesn't know how to do anything. Because, like, even his own company, he doesn't. Like, I think that the people, and I'm going to just give them a benefit of the doubt on this, but I think that, like, the people of middle America that said, like, oh, well, he's a businessman, so he's going to run the country like a business. I don't think they really understood that, like, his business is not really run like a real business, and he's not, like, a real CEO. Like, he is a figurehead, and then he hires people that actually run the business for him, and he just signs shit and shakes hands and takes money. Like, that's what he does. Like, he doesn't actually know, like, the day-to-day operations of the business, but, like, because they don't know anything or just, like, believe everything they see on television, they think that he knows how to run a business, and he doesn't. Like, he knows, he's a very, I will not say that he's not a brilliant at marketing. He's very good at marketing. He's excellent at branding. I mean, his name is a brand. Yeah. His name is a brand. Yeah. And I will give that much to him.
Yes.
But this isn't like, America isn't a tie. It's not a shirt. It's not
a hotel or casino.
Yeah. It's not a line of steaks. It's not a line of water or shampoos. Like, these are real people with real lives, with destinies and dreams and aspirations and health and bodies. And he is incapable of understanding any of that. And I also feel like the amount that he has eroded in the last, like, 3 years. Like, if you saw an interview with him 5 years ago to now, you're like, bro totally has syphilis. Like, he's just like,
yo, I'm not expecting you to say that out of all words.
It's like he's fucking crazy and he didn't get the penicillin. It's just like, you know, he's been fucking around getting pissed on by too many Russian hookers. Like, it's just, it's too much. Like, because he used to have actually, like, intelligible conversations with reporters, and he would say things that made sense, that had a beginning, a middle, and an end, and he didn't interrupt his own thought process in the middle of a talking point. Now it's just like, Comey, bad, Russia, fake news, ice cream. Like, what?
Hashtag go buy some of my
stuff. Yeah.
It's like,
from Mexico.
Yeah. It's like, did you take a look at Ivanka's ass? Like, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
Yo.
Something's going on.
All right. There. What is going on with that? Like, there's definitely, like, that is unnatural.
I can't, I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. That's seedy right there.
20-foot pole. There you go.
At the first time I saw it, I was mystic. I, like, feel like he just went, and I went, and Dom. And he just, like, someone in the cabinet, whole cabinet, do the work. He's supposed to run away, like, I'm president. Mm-hmm. You cannot involve at first. I think that way because, like, he cannot do anything actually.
I think
he's still involved. Like, I fire you, call me. I fire you. You cannot do. You are not capable to do this job. You cannot judge because you are not capable.
It's like, that's the other thing I don't understand. It's like, why is he all about, like, his whole life and his platform is so, like, contradictory. It's like, oh, I hate immigrants, get all the immigrants out. It's like, if it wasn't for immigrants, you'd never be married.
That's,
like,
a fact.
Like, all your children are half immigrants. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, his entire being does not make sense.
Well, they do the job that American women would never do.
Yeah. You never see the... You guys never see the restaurant, the business of the restaurant. Mexicans. Yeah. Every restaurant you go, you support Mexican family. Yeah,
not surprised.
You support Mexican families. I went to my friend's restaurant, basement, full of Mexican. They work, they chop food, they clean, they do everything.
Every Italian restaurant is a Mexican restaurant.
As long as they wash their hands, I'm good.
They all can in all kind of restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
I'm not, because Americans don't know how to do anything. Like, you know what I mean? It's like
I think the basement is full of Chinese people. That's why I want
to see you. You know what the weirdest thing was ever for me? Because I went to college in New Hampshire, so like I spent a couple years in New England, and it was funny because we went to a Chinese restaurant, and nobody in the Chinese restaurant was Chinese, and I was just like, I don't want to eat here, and my friends are like, you're being racist. I'm like, no, like this is a Chinese restaurant. Like if the maitre d' and the waiter are not Chinese. You know, the chef's not Chinese. Like, yeah. There are no Chinese people eating in this place. Like, that's, like, the thing. Like, that's my test. It's, like, if I go into a Chinese restaurant and I see other Chinese people eating there, then I'm just like, this place is legit. Yeah. But, like, if I don't see any Chinese people in there, I'm like, oh, this is some Guaylo shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, but in New York, it's fine. There are also Chinese people there.
Like you know, in New Hampshire, it was not. By the way, speaking of Guaylo shit, what is like the Chinese term for like black people? Like I know like Guaylo is for like white people, but what's black people?
Black people?
Yeah.
Same.
It's also Guaylo.
What's the Guaylo mean? the point is that.
Oh, maybe that's American Chinese shit. Like, Guaylo is, like, basically white devil.
Okay.
Oh. I might be mispronouncing it.
Like, write that down.
We don't have certain kind of word to describe. We just said bad black people. Like that. We don't have certain words to say.
Wow.
So what do you call bad white people?
All right.
White trash, we call it.
I like her.
Yeah, we call it white trash.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, we have in China, we have a lot of white trash. They teach English and they fuck Chinese girls. I hate that.
Okay.
Oh, well. Like here.
Yeah. At least you have something. But we can tell jokes. But they can't. They just teach English in China. And everyone like me. Everyone like me because I'm a white. I don't like you. Like this.
Oh. Yeah. I second that.
Can you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
They think they're in the market. And they like the... I'm good.
That's what white privilege translates into China.
No, I think white privilege is not about that. Like, I don't know. Some people, they think that way. Like, some people, they think everyone like them. Mm-hmm. But actually, to be honest, Chinese people, they are very smart. They pretend they like you, but they don't like. If you want them to like you, you should earn it. They watch you. They are nice.
Okay.
Inside, they're not nice. They're judgmental, like, you get 1 point. If you do something good, they just, like, can't. You get 1 point. And next time, you're nice to them, like, you got another point. Okay. They can't.
Okay.
And then they said, oh, this is nice. And then you can earn the real nice from them. They're going to be treat you very nice.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
everything, it's like a fakeness.
Yeah, at first, everything Chinese people, they're nice. They're okay with everything. We are not okay with everything. We just pretend we are okay with everything.
Okay.
Like this.
Good. You like, know what I mean? You're just like, I'm just pretending I'm okay with this.
we just pretend we're okay. When we
just like, I'm just in a room with bad black people.
To be honest, they are not racist. They just are afraid of them. Some of them, mm-hmm. because they are terrified. They're just like, I won't do anything wrong. Please be nice to me. Mm. Is that okay? I don't want to have problems. Please. Mm. Mm. But they're not racist. Believe me. They going to say, this guy, I know him long time. They're very nice.
Okay. Right.
Like this. They didn't know that.
Awesome. Right. Yeah. But it just takes a while to like warm up.
Yeah.
I feel you.
All right. Cool.
So, Emma Stone just recently won an MTV award, and it was a gender-neutral award. Do you guys think that, like, all awards going forward should be gender-neutral?
Well, if you think about it, it's the best role that the person plays. It shouldn't matter what they look like. It's just the best convincing, the best acting that they do. So to the best male, the best female, all that is just to give out more awards, I feel. If you just put it for the best role played, shit will get real interesting then.
Yeah.
Should be that way from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do best male, best female, you should be best black male, best white female. Like, how fucking specific do you want to be? How many awards do you really want to give out?
Best,
like,
Latinx.
Right? And then you got a quota on what you have to do to be into this category. Nah, man. Just make it across the board.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Pandora?
I agree with him. I think, like, best actor. Well, why? I hate people like introduce me like female comedian.
Right.
Like, I hate that. I'm a comedian. I'm not sell my identity. I won't sell, like, I tell jokes.
Right.
Yeah, same joke, like a male comedian talk. I won't sell my identity, like, like sexy joke. I don't like that. I don't want to dress sexy.
Right.
I want, like, they laugh because they like me. They like my personality and they like my joke. It's not about anything about my gender, my nationality. I hate that.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, Aaron?
It's only a matter of time because you have, like, they're the ESPN. They have the sports awards where they're just the best athlete. Mm-hmm. So it's not just. You have Serena Williams and Stephen Curry in the same category. So it's only a matter of time. And honestly, you know, the word actor means just, it's all across the board. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. So realistically, yeah, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I think that I'm old, so I'm going to be in the center. I think in a utopia and in the future, hopefully, when things are more equal, I think that that's the way that it should go. In the current state of what we exist in, I feel like there are far better roles for men than there are for women. And I think that if you just leave it gender neutral, like right now, I just kind of feel like this one award was like a pat on the back. Like, oh, look, we've got a gender neutral role. So you won it, Emma. And for the next like 5 years, it's going to be men.
Right.
Because I feel like writers write meatier, juicier roles and characters for men. And I think that for women, like most women that win the Academy Awards, the Oscars, it's always a hot chick that's playing ugly.
Mm,
right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's like, what was it? Charlize Theron, she won for Monster.
Right.
Because, like,
Arlene,
you know,
Mornos. Then, the serial killer.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you had Halle Berry that won, I think, for Monsters Ball. and
took a dick up her ass.
Again, it's like hot chick playing ugly. Then you had Hillary Swank, that one for Boys Don't Cry. Hot chick playing a boy. You know what I mean? So I feel like the women that win only win if they're attractive playing someone that's unattractive. And then if you take that character and you put it up against like the meatiest male character, is that going to stand up? Because it's going to be like, oh, so you had Eddie Redmayne playing Stephen Hawking and he played a quadriplegic, versus you have Charlize Theron that played a prostitute. Mm-hmm. Like all she did was put prosthetic teeth in and not wear makeup. She was a hot chick playing an ugly chick. Is that going to stand up to, you're pretending like you can't use your legs? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that eventually in the future, and, you know, I'll say optimistically 20 years, that when female characters are written as juicy and as meaty, yes, and as gritty as male characters, mm-hmm, then I think that you can say, okay, this is a gender neutral award. Mm-hmm. But when the only challenge to a woman is that you're attractive and you're playing unattractive, mm-hmm, I don't think that it's fair, because like they're really not being challenged, not because they don't have the ability or not because they don't have the chops or the talent, because it's just not written for them.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, Hollywood is just blatantly like ridiculous across the board. So quite honestly, you have a point.
Yeah.
It's good to hear your side, because I would not have thought about it that way because of the skin that I'm in and how I see things. But that's a great point.
Well, I was born with a vagina.
That's where we all started.
Yeah.
You know, guys acting all like, oh, we're all superior. It's like, no, chromosomes are broken women.
Women are powerful. We're bleeding every month. We're still alive.
Exactly. Like, do not trust somebody that can't bleed for 7 days and stay alive. That's
nobody can do that. Only women. Come on.
Exactly. So, folks, this is Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have anything like big planned for Mother's Day?
Well, my mom's in Florida, so I'll probably call her that day and see what she's doing. I pretty much talk to her at least once a week anyway. So, you know, I asked her what she needs. She said, I have two children that love me. So I said, hey. That's I have a younger sister. She lives by herself.
What about you? Are you doing anything big for Mother's Day?
Nah, my mom passed a couple years ago.
I'm sorry.
I dealt with it. So it's more just like I'll contact. What I usually do on Mother's Day, honestly, I go through my whole phone book. It's very extensive. I haven't deleted anybody since I've gotten this number. And I looked at everybody that's mom, and I send them an individual text. I won't say Happy Mother's Day. I'll make it that so it's personalized. And I just feel like I'll take the time and do that for them.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
What about you, Pandora?
I would call my mom.
Yeah.
And she's cool mom. She's just like, you know, Tiger Mom?
Yes.
And she's that kind of mom. Like a very tough.
That sounds like a black mom. Go on.
Yeah. I tell you something. Between my mom and black mom, the difference is like black mom just beat up the kids in public. My mom just beat us in the room. Go home and beat up like everybody. You know what I mean? Like black mom just.
My mom never beat me in public. She would say she would just. my mother would say...
We got
say,
a black mom in the room.
Oh, I saw the face over there.
This should
my
be
mother
good.
Would say, do we need to go to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more embarrassing than getting beat in the woman's bathroom as a boy and then walking out crying from the woman's bathroom. It just sets... It's just not the
oh,
deal.
No.
I straighten
yeah.
right up.
Oh, no. Oh, no. May I?
Take a mic.
Here
any
we
mic.
Go.
I'm
going
to
yeah.
take
that. Yeah.
That's cool.
Thank you. This is Big Talking Brewskis.
We got
Radio Rima on the microphone. Just to confirm, we don't all whip our kids' asses outside in public. I have control over mine. So happy Mother's Day to everybody that's tuned in. And I go 4, 3, 2. Before I can make it to 2, wherever they're supposed to be, they begin to be there. If I tell them stand, sit where you stand, they sit down. If I say get over here, they get over here. I mean, now what they do in the house is different, so that's none of your business. But anyway, back to Big Talking Brewski. Oh, I'm a black mama, by the way.
Exactly.
That was so a that's black mama beer.
I'm just going to sit in my chair because I'm frightened.
My mom, like...
It's a little bit. Like, got a little flashback
She
there.
Just, like, tried to be very nice. Even if she's angry, she's just like, go home. Go home. Like this way.
That's like,
and you are going to know bathroom. You have problems.
Yeah, like, no, like, my mom is just kind of like, if you embarrass me in these streets, you do not want to go home. And I would understand that. And I'd like, okay, like, I'm just going to sit here. Like,
because
you know what I mean? But that's the thing. But I feel like black moms... Mm-hmm. Asian moms and Jewish moms are very similar.
Yes, very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah.
And I think that if everybody understood that, like, just from like a non-waspy sense of the world, if like black people, Jewish people, and Asian people just got together and been like, listen, we were all raised kind of the same way. These wasps are out of their mind. Like, we would have a completely different world. Because I think that, like, you know, people are just kind of like, oh, well, we're culturally different and we have different religions or we look different, that they don't understand that the values and the morals and the ethics that were instilled in us as children are very across the board.
Yeah.
That these are things that we have in common instead of things that separate us. Like, I think that, I mean, granted, if you took all the Jews... All just the Chinese, not even talking to all Asians, all the Jews, all the Chinese, and all the blacks together, we already dominate the world.
Like,
like statistically, it's just like, all right, come at me, Nazi. Like,
so in this point, all the mom they're saying they try to make their kids better,
right?
Even they beat up us, it's fine, we can understand it later on.
Right.
Maybe
right.
not now, maybe not at that moment. But later on, I know every mom tried to make us better.
Right.
Even use the wrong way or not good for you, but they love us. That's why.
They love you and they're just trying to do what's best for you.
Yes.
We are going to have to wrap this up, you guys. You see, Rima? I got there without the look.
You're winning today.
I am, and your winner today is Marissa Smith.
Yeah.
Sherman.
Okay, so Aaron.
Yes.
Where can everyone see you next? Catch you on social media? Follow you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the jazz.
Okay, sure. I'll be at your show June 16th. Fashion Be Funny, and I am producing my first show at Broadway Comedy Club July 15th. That's a Saturday, 8 p.m. It's the Funny Underground Comedy Crew. So check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Aaron L. Smith.
And just for people as a reminder, AJ, where can they see you, follow you?
You can go to ajdunk.com, and from there, there's my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Only thing that's not on there is my Snapchat, because the name is different. Everything is AJ Dunk or AJ Dunk all caps. Snapchat is Wet Laugh. But also, if you go, yeah,
I just caught that.
It was a problem with AJ Dunk, and they kicked it off, so I had to re-put it back up. Mm-hmm. But besides that, you can go there. You can see my podcast. I Can't Make This Up. I have my schedule that's updated daily, and then I have a weekly email where you can subscribe, and I'll send you out a joke and what's coming up from there. So it's ajdunk.com.
Pandora, where can everyone see you next? Follow you on social media.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter is Pandora Comedy, and on Facebook is Pandora. If you search me in an Asian face, that is me.
Got a little more specific.
Yeah.
You can catch me next Friday at the River's Edge in Yonkers, New York, 9 o'clock for Comedy on the Edge. You can catch me at Broadway Comedy Club for Fashionably Funny on June the 16th. And you can catch me here every Friday from 6 to 8 right here on FLO Empire Radio on Big Talkin' Brewskies. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and remember, not even Nixon fired the director of the FBI. Have a good weekend, you guys. Bye.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. Love you, Ma.
Yeah.